Well, good Wednesday morning. Thank you for joining us today on the podcast. Today we wrap up a series we've been doing over the last 3 weeks, answering the question, are you prepared for the final battle? Spoken of in Revelation chapter 20, beginning in verse 7. And we've looked at a lot of stuff over the last 3 weeks. And again, I encourage you, you can listen to this message in one sitting if you would like to, or two. You can go to our YouTube page, Mount Pisgah Church, all one word, and you can find the message, are you prepared for the final battle? There may be two parts, possibly three. If not, or go back and listen to the podcast if you've got some time to do that. But we've been looking at the council primarily this last week of Jesus, and then yesterday of the Apostle Paul. And today we want to see, what does Peter tell us about how we can be ready, how we can be prepared for that final battle? Should we be the generation to live to see that prior to the return of the Messiah, or that will culminate in the return of the Messiah? Well, there's really, Peter reiterates a lot of things that Paul says. He talks about the importance of being alert and awake spiritually. He talks about being sober or serious-minded, or having your mind girded about with the helmet of salvation, like Paul describes it. But it's a self-controlled mind. You're not allowing your mind to be governed by fear, anxiety, and all of those kinds of things. But there's one specific thing that I find interesting that Peter says to those whom he is writing to. And in 2 Peter 3:10 through 13, he talks about, again, the day of the Lord. This is the time. This is the evil day that Paul speaks of in Ephesians 6. This is the day of wrath. This is the day of vengeance. This is the day of the Messiah, when he's going to come back. This final battle is all going to culminate in the return of the Lord. But he says the day of the Lord will come like a thief. And again, it's not going to come like a thief to believers, unless you're just blind. But if you're aware of the times and the seasons, and Jesus knew and said, we would not know the exact day or hour, but we could certainly know the season. We could certainly know the season. And so if we're aware and we're alert, it won't come on us like a thief, but it is going to come like a thief to those on the earth who will be ensnared. It is going to catch them by surprise, he says. On that day, the heavens will pass away with a roar, the elements will melt and disintegrate, and the earth and everything done on it shall be exposed. Since all these things are to be destroyed in this way, what kind of people should you be? Here's the question. That is the ultimate question. Seeing that we're headed toward this final climactic moment in human history, what kind of a person should you be in your character, in your conduct? What should you be? Well, he answers it. He says, live your lives in holiness and godliness, looking for and hastening the coming of the day of God. You want to know what you need to do? Be holy, be godly, and look for the Messiah's return. Long for it, hunger for it. But he says, live in holiness. Holiness is defined in the Torah. And holiness is being separate, yes, but it's being unique. It's different. There is the aspect of being Christ-like in this holiness. And he says, and not only holiness, but godliness, God-likeness. This is walking in the Spirit. This is living under the Lordship of Jesus. This is not living to fulfill the works of the flesh, but to carry out and let the Spirit produce his fruit within us, being godly and hungering and longing, that Maranatha cry coming out of the heart of the believer, longing for the return of the Messiah. He says, in that day, the heavens will be dissolved by fire and the elements will melt with intense heat. But in keeping with his promise, we look for new heavens and a new earth where righteousness dwells. Therefore, loved ones, while you're looking for these things, make every effort to be found in peace. Shalom, spotless and blameless before him. Again, this is the encouragement to be found in peace. Peace inside, peace with God, peace with your fellow man, living in relationships in a peaceful way. Find yourself living in peace and being spotless and blameless before Him. Find yourself living a holy and godly life. Now, our spotlessness and our blamelessness does not come from our efforts. It's because of the finished work of Jesus. It's because of what He did for us in His redemptive work and how He is able to present us faultless before the throne of His majesty. It's His work. But at the same point in time, we are ordained by God, called by God, to will and do His good pleasure. We are called to do good deeds, good works. We are called to live in a holy way, a Christ-like way. And sometimes that means not doing some things so we can do others. We are to deny our flesh. We are to deny the desire of sin to rule over us and reign over us in every area. And be godly and looking for Christ's return. We're going to live a Christ-like life. That's how you're supposed to live every day, and that's the whole key. The reality is if we're walking with God, loving Him, living an intimate relationship with Him, following Him on a daily basis, whenever this time comes, nothing should change in our walk, in our devotion, in our commitment to Him. Maybe it gets stronger. I don't know, but from the standpoint, you shouldn't have to say, oh my goodness, I've got to straighten this out or stop that or quit that and I've got to start doing this and start doing that. That's not going to be the time to do it. You need to have prepared for it beforehand. So all of this counsel, you know, we need to be praying. We need to be a witness to people in the midst of this time, pointing them to the Messiah, standing true and standing for Him in the midst of a crooked and perverse generation, as John described it. And we are to live in a manner that points people to the Messiah. Well, I hope that you've been encouraged by this series and that you will take the admonitions and the counsel of Jesus and Paul and Peter and the Scripture as to how to get ready. But more importantly, the most important thing you first and foremost need to establish is that you have a relationship with Jesus Christ. That you have given your heart, your life to Him as your Lord, your Savior, your King. That you have made the choice to turn from your sins and to turn to Him. You've believed the gospel, that He died for you on the cross, that He was buried and He was raised from the dead on the third day, and He now lives and is King of kings and Lord of lords. He offers the forgiveness of sin to all humanity. Forgiveness, fresh start, brand new life, the opportunity to become a new creation and to rule and reign with Him for all the ages to come. God restores us to our original, ultimate intention of being in union with Him, in oneness with Him, and radiating Him and His character and glory throughout the whole earth for all the ages to come. May the peace of our God, may the power of our Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, be yours in an experiential way today and evermore. Lord willing, we will be back with you again tomorrow.